It's Tuesday, April 2nd, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The PureFlix-produced pro-life movie Unplanned exceeded all expectations in its first weekend, pulling in $6.1 million, according to Box Office Mojo. The film tells the true story of Abby Johnson's redemption after making the choice of aborting two of her own children and pursuing a career at Planned Parenthood in College Station, Texas over 8 years, overseeing 20,000 abortions. The R rating came partially from the explicit and honest portrayal of abortion in gruesome detail. However, the mature rating did not negatively affect ticket sales. PureFlix CEO Michael Scott told the media he was, quote-unquote, very happy with the first weekend's performance. To their shame, Twitter shut down the movie's account off and on over the weekend. Having your church service at Planned Parenthood? It started last year on the sidewalk outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Spokane, Washington, with Pastor Ken Peters. And now there are 5 services going on in Everett, Yakima, and Spokane, Washington, as well as Indianapolis, Indiana. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Mike Satterfield, who led a service in Everett, Washington, this past Sunday. A group of 175 showed up, and funds were raised to support a local pregnancy center. Pastor Satterfield looks at the battle with abortion in America as real spiritual warfare.
They most certainly are going to feel intimidated by it because it is spiritual warfare. Even as we had our gathering last week, my thoughts ran to and fro with what could happen as my family stood there on the sidewalk. Fears that came into my mind, and that's the norm. You're dealing with a very real enemy. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but there's a freedom in stepping in faith, especially for pastors.
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Check out a short video linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Hollywood stars are threatening to boycott the state of Georgia after the state legislature there approved a heartbeat bill which protects the unborn baby from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected, typically at the 6th week of pregnancy. Celebrities who signed the letter threatening the boycott included Alyssa Milano from the TV program Charmed, Ashley Judd from Dolphin Tale, Ben Stiller from Night at the Museum, John Cheadle from Hotel Rwanda and Marvel movies, Sean Penn, Amy Schumer, Naomi Watts, Rosie O'Donnell, Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Eva Longoria, and Alec Baldwin. According to CNN Business Report, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan suddenly stepped down. This comes after calls from leftist politicians like Senator Elizabeth Warren to fix a quote-unquote broken culture. The company has lost 35% of its stock value since January of 2018. PolicyGenius.com lists Wells Fargo as the longest-time supporter of homosexual causes. In 2015, the San Francisco-based bank produced a commercial featuring a lesbian couple adopting a little girl. And this year, Wells Fargo gave a $250,000 grant to sponsor a Washington, D.C. Newsim exhibit called Rise Up, Stonewall, and the Gay Rights Movement. Also, back in 2015, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association removed their finances from Wells Fargo, citing, quote, moral decay, end quote. Last week, the Colorado legislature approved another restriction on gun ownership. This time, the legislation would empower citizens to petition a judge to forcibly remove firearms from a person if they are considered a danger to themselves or others. At least 20 county sheriffs from the state have announced they will not enforce the law, and Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams has announced he would rather go to jail than enforce it, according to the Coloradoan. Fox News included its regular macroevolutionary story on Monday, pointing out that duck-billed dinosaur fossils were found on Alaska's North Slope. The scientists were flummoxed to find the fossils in the Arctic region. The story quoted Dr. Anthony Fiorillo, who admitted that, quote, this first definitive evidence of a crested hadrosaur in the Arctic tells us that we still have much to learn about concerning the biologically productive environments of the ancient North, end quote. Apparently, the pre-flood world must have had some greenhouse characteristics in the firmament providing for a warmer environment. The Word of God says, "The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things." Genesis 7:17-23. In other Origins-related news, Wheaton Christian College has teamed up with BioLogos to produce a science textbook that, quote-unquote, integrates the scriptures with evolutionist hypotheses, reports the Christian Post. Geology professor and contributor Stephen Mosher admitted that the authors are persuaded of what he calls the, quote, validity to the mainstream scientific use of Origins, end quote. The book refuses to commit to a position on the evolution or creation of man. Romans 12:2 warns Christians, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.